are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. Hi, guys. Yes, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm sorry, I'm wearing a hoodie today. Honestly, I'm wearing a hoodie. I'm finally getting my roots done. I'm tired of looking at the grays, and so I wash my hair before I go to the hairdresser, and I'm actually wearing a hoodie. I know Geraldo Rivera has urged against it. Well, he's actually urging the parents of Black and Latino youngsters to not let their children go out wearing hoodies. He, I believe, said that the hoodie was responsible for the death of the 17-year-old Trayvon. Honestly, hoodies are all over the place. My kids have hoodies. This case isn't as cut and dry. It's a horrible, horrible case. Going back and forth. I'm sure many of you have already heard what's going on. Neighborhood Watch Captain George Zimmerman was on duty that night, carrying a weapon. I didn't know Neighborhood Watch people carry weapons, but, maybe that was just his, you know, concealed carry that he carries. But, you know, I could see you kind of, you know, getting all excited being on watch. And from what I understand, Trayvon Martin was running down to the local, I don't know if it was like an AMPM or Circle K, to get his brother some Skittles and him an iced tea. From what I understood, he decided to cut through, you know, one of the community neighborhoods that was gated, like many of us have done as kids. You know, we've cut through. I cut through, you know, apartments trying to race home. I believe it was raining, et cetera. He was wearing a hoodie because it was raining. But George Zimmerman called the police while he was in the car going, something's up. We don't know if he did a racial slur or not. CNN was trying to figure that out, and I still couldn't hear what they were saying, but they thought that George Zimmerman, even though he's a Latino, was saying something racial against black people. So he, while he's on the phone with 911, he goes, you know, I'm going to get out of the car, and you know, the dispatcher's like, you don't really have to do that. He gets out of the car, there's some sort of altercation, and Trayvon is shot. Now, news today broke that George Zimmerman was getting back into his car, and Trayvon came up to him and attacked him. So, you know, because, you know, people have been emailing me, they're like, I don't understand why this isn't, you know, cut and dry. You know, he should have been arrested. He should be arrested now. Why isn't he thrown in jail? And so we're all trying to figure out what the heck happened a month ago when this happened, I believe, on the night of February 26th. What happened? Why did the police let him go with his weapon? What was so innocent appearing, you know, for Zimmerman, you know, go home. I know you shot the child. Go home. You know, we'll call you when we need more paperwork. People don't understand why he was able to go home. Well, from what we understand, we aren't getting the whole police report, that it wasn't as cut and dry as people think it was. He was allegedly going back to his car, and there's, from what I understand, a witness seen this, that he was going back to his car, ready to go home, waiting for the police to come within a minute, and then Trayvon attacked him, which also, to a lot of us, doesn't make sense because the kid's smaller than him. I don't know. You know, so we just don't have enough details, but boy, this is sparking huge protests. Al Sharpton's involved, ACLU, I mean, it is, and of course, I mean, you don't want to think that your kid is going to cut across a gated community, and get killed by Neighborhood Watch. That's extremely dangerous. We don't want vigilantes. But, you know, there must be somehow more to the story, because otherwise the Sanford Police Department, they look like a bunch of imbeciles letting somebody go who just killed a kid. And now we're getting a little bit more detail. Well, the reason why is X, Y, and Z. Not that, I don't know, again, how they would prove this now. I mean, was he hit on the back of the head? Did he have any bruises? Did they take any pictures? What happened? So we still don't know. But what I do know is I'm not throwing away all my kids' hoodies by any means. Okay, if they have hoodies, I spent money on the hoodies. Yeah, I know there was a sale at Target, but we bought hoodies last season, and we're using them. So, you know, be comfortable. But I will, though, tell you, parents, you know, it really bothers me when I see these kids, not bothers me, it kills me inside, when I see these kids abducted. And many of these kids that are abducted, it's not that they were doing something wrong or they were running away from home. It was, Mom, I'm going to run down to the store. I mean, the kid's 16, 17. You feel comfortable letting them run down to the store. right? That's a lot of time. It's right near the house. These kids are getting abducted. And maybe if there's any lesson we could learn, don't let your child go alone. Make sure your child is always on well-lit areas where there's sidewalks, etc. Tell your child to stay away from these communities. You know, don't go into these communities, you know, where you could duck, you know, in between houses. Don't go there because people could assume you're up to no good, which, you know, and unfortunately kill you. But I would say, you know, drive the kid. If your kid wants to run over and get something, drive him down, drive him back. Because so much happens to these kids doing something simple, like running to get an iced tea. And this is a horrible case, and it's a shame. The boy looks adorable. But we don't know what the heck happened. And it's, we're only getting details piece by piece. Just like with Army Staff Sergeant Bales, right? Army Staff Sergeant Bales, who allegedly shot 17 people in their sleep in Afghanistan. We're getting bits and pieces. He had post-traumatic stress disorder. He might have been drinking. He was on his fourth tour, but didn't want to be on his fourth tour. You know, we aren't getting all the details. So here we are in the media, you know, I don't want to say organizing protests, but I mean, obviously somebody is behind, you know, the huge protests that we're seeing with Trayvon, et cetera. And we don't have all the facts. And, from what I understand, Army Staff Sergeant Bales could be, given the death penalty. This was, I mean, again, a horrible case of somebody that had a triad of some, I guess, contributing factors, you know, having alcohol abuse, actually having, from what I understand, a previous charge of domestic violence, if I understand, post-traumatic stress disorder, either previously or after seeing his friend get blown up and lose a leg, not to mention being on a fourth tour. It's very frustrating because when you see these things, you want to prevent it. You know, I don't like to sit here and report somebody died, this happened. I like to somehow go, okay, maybe this could be prevented. You know, if somebody has post-traumatic stress disorder, drinks, is on a fourth tour, maybe keep them out of combat. You know, maybe it's just too much. But what we do understand that's going on right now in the Army is they are recycling the same soldiers. Maybe they don't have enough. In fact, you heard about one base overturning the post-traumatic stress disorder diagnoses. They're saying, you know what, you're good, you can go back. Maybe we shouldn't be sending people back too quickly. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Today, apparently they think they found a cure for baldness, may actually be making a hair gel. I don't want them to work too quickly on this because I personally think men that are bald are kind of sexy, but I guess some men don't want to lose their hair, and if this is what they want, then this is, you know, what they can choose to get. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, a blood test to help determine if you had a heart attack before you actually have the full-blown heart attack in front of us doctors, which would be nice. And from what I understand, there's also a lung cancer test that could do the same thing, except predict you're going to have lung cancer 5 years before the symptoms appear. I don't know how. This is all miraculous stuff to me. I think this stuff is cool. What's still a mystery to us is Whitney Houston's death. Today, or this week, reports came out that Whitney Houston did drown as a cause of her death, but her cocaine use and a pre-existing heart condition contributed to her death. were contributing factors. So we thought that would clear things up a little bit, and it didn't. I've been getting emails all week and calls going, I don't get it. So what was she on cocaine? Was it an overdose? Did she have a heart attack? What happened? So from what we could piece together, because they still haven't disclosed everything, and again, you know, they're going to disclose things in pieces. One, it takes time to investigate, but two, they really wanted things to settle down. You know, I mean, everything was very, very heated, you know, the first week she died, and they wanted, you know, everybody to kind of calm down and, you know, things to subside before they started to disclose. I mean, I know they were able to detect that there was cocaine day one, but they didn't want to release that while everything was all hot and heavy. So, you know, we're getting pieces of information as we go. But the key piece of information that was revealed was she drowned. Okay. Yes, she had some arteriosclerosis. She possibly had a heart condition that might have preceded the drowning, but she drowned, which means she was alive when she fell into the water. Now, people ask, well, how can you tell? Maybe she had a heart attack. And that, well, I guess the way they could tell, and it's a very difficult thing to discuss on air because it's so sad. You know, you don't want to talk of a superstar like this. I still can't believe she's dead. I grew up with her music. But when they found water in her lungs, it's not the water. It wasn't the amount of water that might have just flowed in there, you know, that had gone up her nose or into her mouth. It was an amount of water that was aspirated, meaning her lungs were working when she went underwater. Which means she was still alive when she went underwater. Now, what could have happened? What could have happened that day or that evening? You know, looks like she had eaten something, decided to go into the tub, take a sandwich with her, get into the tub. All right. You know, nobody's saying that she did cocaine right before. We don't know how much was in her system. It could have been from earlier in the week. She could have done nothing but just decided to get into the tub that day, and then she had some sort of an event. Was it a syncopal event? Did she have an abnormal heart rhythm? And did the abnormal heart rhythm make her a little dizzy? And then she went under. Now, other things they did find in her bloodstream was marijuana, Flexeril, a muscle relaxant, a very commonly used one, a Benadryl. We use Benadryl for allergies, and we also use it in over-the-counter sleeping aids. I believe Heath Ledger had Unisom, an over-the-counter sleeping aid, in his system when he died. And remember a couple weeks ago we talked about how sleeping pills could lead to early death? And we were like, really? You're talking about Benadryl? Medicines with Benadryl? I don't know. You know, I mean, when you look at some of these stars and when they pass, you know, many of them are having this in the system. Now, it worries me. I mean, we've given children Benadryl. We've used Benadryl for decades without problem. But, you know, many people with sleeping disorders could have that in their system. So if you look at maybe marijuana being in the system, Flexeril, Benadryl, all of these are very, very sedating. You know, people wonder, well, if she did fall underwater, why couldn't she wake up? Well, maybe these were all contributing factors. They say no. The only contributing factors was cocaine, long-standing cocaine use, and a possible heart condition and arteriosclerosis. But you wonder, you know, if everything involved could have possibly kept her so sedated that she couldn't get back up. Now, when we talk about Whitney Houston, I know many people say, you know, look, I don't do cocaine, so this really doesn't relate to me. Something like this couldn't happen. But with the news this week, it makes us stop and go, wait a second. Okay, if she didn't do cocaine that day, she had a heart condition, whether it was induced by cocaine or not in the past, you know, what happened to her when she got into the tub? And if you do have a similar heart condition to Whitney Houston's, should we be a little bit careful about getting into a tub without anybody else in the house to keep an eye on you? I mean, what happened? Did she have a mini heart attack? Did she have a TIA, a transient ischemic attack? You know, did she have, I doubt it was an embolism because otherwise that would have been revealed, where she threw a blood clot. Did she have vasospasm? Cocaine does cause vasospasm, cause vasoconstriction, et cetera, not enough blood. I'm thinking more of an arrhythmia. The heart went into a little abnormal rhythm, caused her to be dizzy, and then by the time she was able to regain consciousness, it was already too late. But we need more facts. I mean, I want her to rest in peace. I want the family, you know, to not have to see all the media attention, let them grieve in their own way. But I don't want people thinking that her death was just a quote unquote, oh, somebody was doing cocaine and overdose, because it's not looking like that's what it was. You know, and if you do have other medications in your system, you know, and if you do have some sort of propensity to having a cardiac issue, maybe getting into a tub, you know, when you're alone at the house, it may not be the best idea. Okay, now I've already told, you know, people know I'm a shower person. I love to stand in the shower and sing, right? You know, sometimes I have old towels in the shower, so if I do fall, I could fall on a towel. I get dizzy in the shower. A lot of us get dizzy in the shower. When you wash your hair and you lean over to wash your hair and you get back up, you get dizzy. You know, I've many times thought that maybe I should wear a bathing suit in the shower because I would hate to, you know, fall and hit my head against something. Honestly, I don't want to be found naked in the shower, but I get dizzy a lot in the shower. A lot of us do, you know, which is why I try to build some shelves, You know, many of us, our shampoo bottles and everything, it's on the, you know, we have it to the side, right? We have all the old empty shampoo bottles on our shelves, if we have a shelf, right? Or the shelf is too small, it only fits a bar of soap, and nobody wants to use bars of soap anymore because, you know, we now use the soap where you can kind of squirt it out. But yet all the new bottles are on the floor of the shower. So you bend forward to get the shampoo bottle, and when you get back up, you're dizzy. So, you know, a lot of things could happen in the bath. We talked about shower and bath dangers, you know. And, of course, my kids are like, yeah, see, Mom, why do you make me take a bath every day? No, these are dangers for a lot of us adults. But I'm hoping we get a little bit more information without, of course, the media plastering any more about the cocaine, because I'd really love, you know, Whitney Houston's family to be able to get through this. You know, as easily as they can. But, I just don't want people to write off what happened to Whitney Houston as an overdose of cocaine, because it doesn't look like that's what it was. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free. Also, you could follow us on Twitter. You can also email me at drdahlia.com. And don't forget, we have the Fast Gala for Autistic Children, Finding Autistic Solutions for Tomorrow. We raise money for children and their educational needs for autistic education. If you could donate or help, or if you want to come to our big event in Las Vegas, Nevada, please go to my website, check it out. We would love as much participation as possible. So what's going on here? Researchers are closer to a test to predict heart attacks. They actually think, okay, that they could predict whether a patient is about to have a heart attack. Now, I was under the impression heart attacks are pretty quick, right? You know, they happen. But they think there's a blood test that could detect if a heart attack is about to happen. And the reason why is they've come up with a test that could find or detect endothelial cell sloughing. Now, endothelial cells line the inside of the blood vessel, hence called endothelium. It's kind of pretty. You could wrap birthday presents with it. It's kind of nice. And apparently when people are having heart attacks, now I talked to you about how heart attacks happen. It's not always how your blood vessel goes from 60% clogged to 70, 80, 90, 99, 100. It doesn't always happen that way. What happens is you get a plaque that ruptures. Part of that plaque, that arteriosclerotic plaquing, will rip part of the artery. The coronary artery, when something rips or tears, your body tries to fix it and form clots, your platelets, you have a whole clotting cascade. And therefore, the whole clotting cascade tries to protect that injury. But if it just so happens in a coronary artery, you got a piece of plaque and now you got this clot, you end up losing blood supply to that part of the heart and you die. So they now have devised a test where they could actually pick up these endothelial cells that were loose from the plaquing. Now, sometimes heart attacks could be slow, and you do have plenty of time. So when you go to the doctor, when you go to the hospital, they'll check a troponin. You know, they'll try to check your cardiac enzymes. Every time your cardiac enzymes are normal, sometimes your EKG doesn't look that bad. But if they can now see the endothelial cells are running around the place, they're like, oh, we got something. Well, not that endothelial cells run, but they, okay, float. You like that? Really? Really? You're going to pick on my words? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperSeaVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in, taking your calls, questions, comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're not done with heart yet. We're still talking about that. Another study came out discussing how low-dose aspirin or high-dose aspirin can offer the same level of protection against heart attack or other cardiovascular events such as stroke, meaning low-dose may not be quote unquote low dose. It may be amount specific. Now, what does that mean? Well, sometimes with certain medications, you have to actually up the dose for you to get an effect. But sometimes there's a saturated level where if you get an X amount into your system, all the rest is just cream and extra. We noticed that with the Ambien medication. Ambien. For some people, the 5 to 10 milligram dose, it doesn't mean anything. You get As soon as you get a certain level of Ambien for the body that you need, it helps you fall asleep. Some people call it a supersaturated level. Pharmacists probably have a fancier level than that. I just use the term I learned in chemistry. But what this study found, and why this study is a little different from other studies, is low-dose aspirin may be enough. Now, we just talked about before the break, and hopefully y'all were paying attention because we're going to give you a pop quiz, was how clots are usually the cause of the coronary artery blockage causing a heart attack. Well, what is anti-clot? Aspirin. So people taking a daily aspirin, if they do have a tear of their endothelial lining, then they aren't quick to form a clot because the aspirin prevents that. And then hopefully you have enough time for blood to still get through while the plaque is breaking away and the endothelial lining is trying to float around. You still have enough of a means for blood to get through such that you can still be alive long enough for you to get to the hospital, get a stent, bypass, etc. So interesting stuff. Now, of course, they've been going back and forth over the last 12 months. Aspirin's too dangerous. You can't tell everybody to take an aspirin a day because it could cause internal bleeding, renal disease. It can. I mean, if you're prone to ulcers, if you're prone to gastritis, et cetera, no, we don't want you on an aspirin. But if you're fine and you've been checked and you're clear and you are cardiovascularly vulnerable, for now, they still think it's a great idea. And there was also news that, again, in this week, another study, you know, same study, different day, but they were also discussing how it does protect against cancer. And, you know, we like that, too. So aspirin is kind of one of those kind of kill two birds with one stone type of thing. Although, you know, probably not the best choice of words. Another thing we talked about this week is how many people need to have their blood pressure checked on both arms, especially if you have high blood pressure. They say a difference between 15 millimeters of mercury between either arms. Okay, so if one arm is, let's say, 140 over 80 and the other arm is 155 over 85, that could be pretty significant, and it could put you at risk later for heart attack or stroke. So make sure whenever you go to the doctor, many doctors already do this, but some of them, you know, because you're in there all the time, they just, you know, recheck your blood pressure on the same arm. Ask them for the double arm blood pressure. It doesn't cost any more money. I mean, it just takes a couple extra minutes, because if you do have more than a 15 millimeter difference, that could be pretty significant. Okay. Sorry. I'm seeing calls coming in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, when you do get your blood pressure taken, don't talk. You know, I see that all the time. Everyone's in the nursing station, you know, because they know my nurses. You know, after a while, I'm like, oh, so, you know, this is what I did this weekend. You know, do not talk. You have to be quiet during your blood pressure. Even me. I mean, if you ever thought I couldn't be quiet for a few minutes, you need to do that. You need to be quiet when you get your blood pressure done. You also cannot cross your legs. Don't cross your legs. Also, can you come to the doctor's office where you're wearing a shirt that isn't long sleeve? Or if you are wearing a long sleeve shirt, you could take that off and, you know, wear something under it. We don't want people throwing dollar bills at you. Such that we could take our blood pressure without the clothing. It really gives us a more accurate blood pressure reading. Because, you know, I see that. People are like, you know, look, I really don't want to take off my clothes right now. And many people, they don't want to get into a gown in the room just to have their blood pressure taken off. So I'll see nurses, they'll just take your blood pressure with the long sleeve shirt on. No. You know, I mean, if you're really getting evaluated for blood pressure, we got to do it right. You need to sit, you need to be quiet, legs uncrossed, and it has to be your bare arm. The cuff should be in between your shoulder and the elbow, okay, in order to get the brachial artery. And then the stethoscope ear is supposed to be put on your antecubital fossa. Stop the giggles. That's, you know, the inner part of your elbow, the inner part. Yeah, it has to be put there for them to actually listen to hear the change in the blood flow, okay? And you know that's what we do. That's how we hear your blood pressure. Okay, what we do is we listen for when we start hearing the beat of the blood pressure and then when the beat subsides. And those are the two numbers we put for your systolic, which is your pumping pressure, and your diastolic, your filling pressure. See, that's blood pressure 101. Pop quiz. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got John on the line. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hi, I'm so inspired to call you right now. I just felt so inspired to ask you a question.
Sure.
There's a difference between renting a motel room at any establishment, which allows you the choice of air conditioning after taking a warm bath. Any medication that is taken, it kind of overheats the body. It gives you a dizzy sensation. I found out when laying across the bed, having the air conditioning turned up cool, it cools the whole entire body. That's an advantage in renting a motel room when you have that dizzy sensation, you know, and after a warm bath, any type of medications that are taken. The and when you compare it to a home room in a house, you don't have that air conditioning unit right at hand to cool down the body system. Can you explain to me what's happening?
Okay, well, that's very interesting. I've never heard of somebody getting out of a bath to stop a dizziness by cooling down. Now, some people, the reason why we take a hot bath is because we want the heat. You know, John, if you're taking a warm bath, you're taking it because you want to relax your muscles. And sometimes you really don't want to jump into an air-conditioned room because then you tighten up. I do like the idea of if you're dizzy, you lie down. I like that. And I don't know if it's so much the cooling as much as you're lying down and getting blood flow to the brain. You know, many of us are dizzy when we stand up or we sit up and our head is against gravity. So whenever you're dizzy, we say, lie down, get that head flat. So I think that probably gets more of the credit, to be honest, John.
What about the cooling system through the motel air conditioning room, which allows you to cool down and refreshes the air? And after you have to.
For some people, for some people, yeah, you may react to that. And thank you, John, for calling. I appreciate your call. You know, I guess for some people they do. You know, I mean, if you watch Gone with the Wind, you know, people about to faint, we start to fan them. So, you know, John has a point. Sometimes cool air and a cool breeze will help calm things down, because sometimes heat and vasodilation could induce dizziness, and then the vasoconstriction caused by the fanning and the cooling. Yeah, I suppose there is some medical merit to that. But honestly, guys, if you're ever dizzy, you got to make sure your doctor knows about this. But lie down. Now, I know y'all are not going to like this study. There was a study coming out saying if you do get dizziness when you stand up or you're in the shower, you are at, and I don't like this number, they said 56% higher risk of heart failure. This was a horrible, horrible thing I had to report on this week. Those of us that get dizzy when we stand up quickly and get lightheaded, we are more at risk for heart failure. Now, what is this lightheadedness? It's called orthostatic hypotension, hypotension instead of hypertension. Hypertension is high blood pressure. Hypo is low blood pressure. Those of us that get up quickly, get dizzy when we stand up, they say we could be more at risk for heart failure. Why? Well, maybe it has to do with the pump of the heart, not getting enough blood flow, not enough cardiac output. I'm not too sure. I thought that 56% number was a little too high. But the point of all these stories or studies is if you do have dizziness, don't blow it off. Run it by your doctor. There could be something going on heart-wise. All right, don't go away. It looks like we have the schedule for the Supreme Court and what's going to be happening with healthcare arguments this week. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly, I want to recap on what we talked about this week with baldness. They think they actually found a reason for baldness. Now, I know we all think we knew the reason, but we didn't. Okay, we got male pattern baldness, testosterone level changes, hormone level changes, hereditary factor changes, but nobody knew exactly why. And they think they know why people are going bald. What they found, which, again, I don't think is a bad thing. You know, Yul Brynner, sexy. Bruce Willis, sexy. And I really wouldn't, you know, all rush to buy whatever product comes out over the market. Okay, you know, some of us women, we really, really dig that stuff. Okay? I dig that kind of thing. But I understand. You know, it's a personal preference, so fine. All right, so what they found is there's a prostaglandin called PGD2 that is very, very plentiful in areas where people are bald. Now, we're not talking, you know, losing hair, because of a fungal infection. I mean, we are talking when you get the shiny, shiny bald. I mean, when those hair follicles completely quiesce. They found that there is an abundance of this prostaglandin PGD2. Well, the researchers didn't stop there. I mean, these guys are busy bees. They actually found the receptor, the cellular landing dock for this PGD2 called GPR44. Now, I don't know how they learned their names. Maybe they were wearing name tags at the time. I don't know. But anyway, the receptor is GPR44. So if you block the receptor and you don't let PGD2 get to it, baldness doesn't happen. Okay, this could be a video game. It can. So they figure all this out. And everybody's like, oh, yeah. Okay, so now what? So now all they have to do, piece of cake, right? Easy squeezy. All I have to do is find something that'll fill up that receptor and block it so PGD2 can't get to it. And they are currently working on a hair gel. All right, don't worry. It's not going to be suppository. It's not going to be an injection. And that may be kind of exciting. Now, some people are like, well, you know, why do we even have to do this? Don't we have Propecia? Well, we do. We have Propecia, right, which is finasteride, currently used to also shrink prostate sizes. But remember about 8-9 months ago, there was a study coming out saying, look, you know, be careful with some of these medications because there may be a link to aggressive prostate cancer with these. So now we're telling people, you know, look, you know, before you go on your upteenth year of taking Propecia, you know, run your prostate by a urologist. Now, especially if they have a drive-through. Okay. Anyway, run the prostate by the urologist just to make sure that you know, nothing kooky's happening with it. But you know, I mean, people have been using Propecia for years, and you know, they've been doing pretty well. It's just if there is a link to these medications that are supposed to shrink the size of the prostate and help prevent benign prostatic hyperplasia, and there's a link to you having more aggressive forms of high blood pressure. I'm sorry, more aggressive forms of prostate cancer. Then that is an issue. Okay, now remember, male pattern baldness will strike 80% of men. Okay, I know many of you think, oh no, I'm good, I'm not gonna, 80% of men lose their hair. Alright, again, like I said, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, right? But, kinda cool stuff. And women lose their hair. We don't like to talk about it. A lot of us women lose their hair. Well, I've talked about me, I'm starting to thin, but you actually have women with male pattern baldness. So this is cool. Mind you, this is cool, you know, but like I said, I've just never thought, you know, baldness was a bad thing. I just always, you know, kind of thought it was kind of sexy. Okay, so here we go. Let's now move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm more interested in hair removal. That's what I need. Okay, anyway, guide to the Supreme Court healthcare arguments. Washington Wire now has a schedule for us. So Monday, March 26th at 10 a.m., okay, assuming everybody gets up to place and everybody did their bathroom breaks and went to the drinking fountain, there is supposed to be 90 minutes of argument on whether to completely shelve the entire case because of the Anti-Injunction Act. This is going to be where the Supreme Court is hearing arguments for the Affordable Health Care Act. Multiple states are fighting this. Here in Las Vegas, Nevada, we know Mark Hutchinson has been leading our state's contention of the bill. We've been, you know, watching this extremely intently. Now, the Anti-Injunction Act is a federal law requiring taxpayers to pay their assessments before they could challenge a levy's legality. Uh-oh, there's all these legal terms. I'm going to get lost on this one. Anyway, for 30 minutes, court-appointed lawyer Robert Long will argue that the act applies and the case isn't ready to be decided. Then the Obama administration law's challengers will get 30 minutes each to argue that the case is ripe for a decision now. Which is, all right, so one of the things you're going to argue is, can this be argued now, or does it have to wait till 2014 when the mandate kicks in? That's what I understand. Now, the next day, 10 a.m. Okay, boy, they only had 90 minutes? I wonder if they get to go home after that at 11:30. Are they done, or do they hear other arguments? I'm dying to know what a Supreme Court Justice's day is, you know? Do they get to in the middle? Do they get to play solitaire? Tuesday, March 27th at 10 a.m., there's going to be 2 hours. Now, from what I understand, this is a lot of time. Usually you don't get that much time to argue your case with the Supreme Court. So they're taking a lot of time. 2 hours of argument on whether the law's requirement that most Americans carry health insurance or pay a penalty, known as the individual mandate, violates the Constitution. So this is the biggie. Okay, is the mandate unconstitutional? Okay, so that's they're going to be spending 2 hours on this one. So you have Solicitor General Donald Verrilli argues in favor of the law, while former Solicitor General Paul Clement, aided by the National Federation of Independent Business Lawyer Michael Carvin, will argue against the law. Whew, it's going to get bloody. All right, Wednesday, March 28th at 10 a.m., there's going to be 90 minutes of argument on how much the overhaul should remain in effect if the court strikes down the individual mandate. So we talked about this. This is the third aspect. If the individual mandate is unconstitutional, does the whole law get thrown out or just that part, and does the rest of the law still stand? Okay? I.e., you know, expanding Medicaid, all the little nooks and crannies of the law. I guess that's going to be argued. And then let me see. I guess there's another view that the rest of the law can't stand. It's in its entirety. Oh, if it'll even work. Will the law even work? Will the Affordable Health Care Act even be able to stand if there's no mandate because money's not going into the system? Then at 1 p.m., I guess they get to break for lunch. I never get a whole lunch. Look at that. 90 minutes. That means they get lunch from 11:30 to 1. I'm assuming. I doubt that he listened to another case. That's a big lunch hour. Wow, they're lucky. I know. I'm in the wrong line of work. I've never got an hour and a half lunch. Anyway, at 1 p.m., there's going to be 1 hour of argument on whether the law's expansion of the federal state Medicaid program unlawfully requires states to grow the program. All right, and then Clement and Verrilli are going to return to the stage on that one. So you see, this is going to be a very, very busy 3 days. Then the Supreme Court is going to, you know, go back and forth, and I know there's a legal term for it. I can't think of it. No, I know what it is. I just can't think of it now. It's been a long week. But anyway, they are going to, I know the word, and we won't get, deliberate. Thank you. Deliberate. And they are going to, nobody gave me that. It must have been a voice in my head. No, I don't hear voices. June, we're supposed to be getting some sort of a ruling on this. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Now, remember, part of the health care bill that may or may not stay into effect will be, you know, children up to the age of 26 years old, you know, being on their health care plan. I mean, you know, the whole thing could go if this is deemed unconstitutional. And remember, one of the reasons why we wanted, not we wanted, but it was wanted by the administration that we have young adults on the plan is because, again, we need more money going into the system. You know, a big issue we have is how to pay for it. And I don't think there's enough young people. I don't think there's enough young, healthy people putting money into the system. You know, I spoke at UNLV talking to a bunch of students about what the health care law is. And, you know, what are concerns, you know, for our younger people. And I don't want young people assuming they're going to be healthy. You know, before I hit 28 years old, I already had tumor, breast cancer scare, kidney stone. You know, just because the government thinks you're healthy, being in your 20s doesn't mean you are. And so I think the premise of the young is going to take care of the old is not going to really stand in this case because we just don't have enough young people. We got too many of us baby boomers coming up into play. All right, guys, great show. Please follow me on Twitter, and you can listen online on demand. And don't forget to sign up for our Fast Gala. Go to my website. You take care.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.